You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Hey, welcome. You being here means you're joining the fight. The fight for truth. The fight for justice. Today is a big day. Today is the day that I, Brent Hayden, editorial director here at Tomorrow's Truth Media, take the first significant step towards destroying one of the most insidious, lethal organisations currently operating on the libtard left. I'm about to meet a man who works for said organisation. A man on the inside. A man who has been so affected by my videos, so drawn to the ongoing battle, that he's willing to work with me to take them down. You're not going to meet him yet, nor am I going to tell you where I am. Our lives are on the line here. This is the real thing. These are people who would kill in a heartbeat if they thought they were under threat. Even telling you the location of...
Oh, excuse me, is this Harraby Street?
Ah! Seriously? I'd have to do all of that again now.
It's you, yeah? You ready to do this?
Of course I am. I wouldn't be here otherwise. Tyler Steele.
Brent Hayden. Let's take down Torchwood. I can't believe you came here.
Neither can I. We needed to talk.
Not in my home, though.
Yeah, well, if I'd known the state of the place,
well, then... Hey, look, breaking through the leftist conspiracy is a full-time job, you know? I don't always have time to deal with the small stuff. Mum always loses my things if I let her tidy.
Oh, well, maybe she's part of the leftist conspiracy.
Look, I have my own place, but I needed to funnel my cash into equipment for the channel. We don't all get a government wage. Her basement does me fine. It's quiet. It was also secure until you came waltzing in. I can't believe you've done this. I really can't. I shouldn't have answered the door.
Calm down. You're perfectly safe.
You would say that. For all I know, they've got to you. Caught you. Cutting a deal so you'll lead them to... Oh, God.
What are you doing?
You captured. Oh, Christ. Mum. They've shot Mum. Please, don't do this. I'll take the videos down. I'll say whatever you want. Just please don't.
Too late, scum. Ah! Burn this place to the ground.
Please. Aiden.
What?
You were just staring into space.
I was thinking about the danger you've just put me in. They could come for me at any moment.
Wouldn't happen. Calm down.
It's too late now anyway, I suppose. Look, just sit down, would you? You're standing on some of my magazines.
Sit down where?
Wherever you like. On the bed's fine.
For you, maybe. Jesus.
So what's the big panic? I was seeing you tomorrow anyway.
Something came up.
Well, you could have messaged me. We'd have picked another date. Look, having you here is just... My location is secret for a reason. I'm a target for lots of people.
Right, well, if this place is so secret, you might want to turn off location enabling when you post online.
You what?
Or not show your front door when posting photos of you in your new Cardiff City shirt. Up the bluebirds, eh? Actually, I think I have been.
My front door, seriously?
Nobody ever thinks about these things. Look, don't worry about it.
But I have to. It's cool. I've deleted it.
Cool.
I need to pay more attention to the small stuff. Especially now when we're so close. You remember when we first hooked up?
Of course I do.
Brent Hayden. Let's take down Torchwood.
Yeah, I could never manage on my own, but working together with you, they don't stand a chance.
You are so psyched to be working with me.
Was I?
I know you think this is stupid. Well, funny, I suppose, given who I am. But I was actually really nervous.
Really?
Yeah. Idiotic, I know. I mean, I'm famous. You know how many followers I have?
A lot more than you did before I met you.
Hey, no, I won't have that. Yeah, my hits have gone up. Of course they have. But still, I was always a force to be reckoned with. Always. You wouldn't have come to me otherwise. My videos have stuff people need to hear.
Yeah.
That's a great thing the internet has given people like me. A voice. It's the only way to get the truth out there, you know?
Oh, of course it's not. The internet is just another place to bury anything worth knowing. Facts drowning in bullshit.
Exactly. They can't control the flow. It's the great leveller. Not like the state-funded, biased, so-called legitimate media. It's where the real voices can speak. The original voices. The ones saying stuff that doesn't get said everywhere else. The internet is the field where we grow the seeds of revolution.
You're quoting that, aren't you?
Yeah. Saw it on a blog. Cool line. Nicked it for my last video.
All the stuff that doesn't get said everywhere else.
The internet is the field in which we sow the seeds of revolution. And try as they might, there's no way the corrupt powers that be can cut us down. Oh, they'll try. They'll come with the cutting machines of corruption, but they can't get us all. We sprout wherever there is light, wherever there is food, wherever there is rich soil, heat and, a fertiliser.
I built on it, you know? It's a skill of mine. Made more of the phrase, turned it into something beautiful, powerful.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Don't talk to me like that! I don't appreciate your tone, you know? Your sarcastic, pissy little tone!
Hey!
You're on my side, remember? My side! Because I'm important and you know it! Because I've got something to say! You came to me!
Calm down.
Sick of people talking to me like that. I don't have to put up with it. I don't have to. I've got something to say. I'm important. Really important. I'm special.
Of course you are. Like you say, that's why I came to you.
You and everyone else. I'm getting new followers every day. I do real-world meetups, lectures. I pull a crowd.
It's amazing. Truly it is, being able to step out from behind the camera to see some of you here today. To see the faces behind the screen names. And I know it may seem like there's only a few of us, but the rest of us are out there. They really are. I know. I hear from them all the time. I get their messages. I get their stories. We're an army. We're mobilizing. This is just a handful. Tip of the iceberg. Their time is coming to an end. Now, are there any questions? Great. At the back there. Can we get that person a mic, please?
Hi, yes. Not so much of a question, really. I just wanted to say how good it was to hear you talk about the reality of an alt-Zionist occupational government. I'm so sick and tired of people classifying our legitimate fears and concerns as nothing more than racism. Is it racist to want a better, freer Britain? Is it racist to wish to throw off the yoke of oppression? Was it racist when we fought the Germans back in the Second World War? Nobody accuses Churchill of being a racist, do they? He was a hero. To fight back against those that wish to control us, harm us, subjugate us, that's not racism, that's just standing up for our rights.
Look, it all plays into the leftist agenda. And trying to silence us by making us feel we can't use the words we need to use in order to express ourselves. Of course we're not racist. I'm certainly not. And my followers come from a wide range of nations, classes and beliefs. But these discussions aren't about skin colour or religion. They're about power. They're about corruption. The leftist media will always try and trip us up. They'll try and defuse our arguments by ostracizing us, by making us the bad guys, by beating us with the fabricated stick of political correctness. They just want to silence us.
Which is great. Because that's how we know we're really telling the truth. We've got them scared. People are clever, you know. Powers that be think they can pull the wool over our eyes, that they can just lie to us and we won't notice. Control our speech, control our attitudes, make us feel like outsiders. Of course, that night was the night I first met Torchwood.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. They were there. Of course they were. The one you told me about, Captain Jack, and the other one, the sexy one.
The sexy one?
Yeah. Oh, it was funny, though.
What the hell was that about?
What?
What are you talking about in there?
You asked me to engage with him.
Yeah, but not agree with him. My God, Cor, what were you thinking?
He made a lot of sense.
Of course he did. You know that. I know that. That doesn't mean we want to tell him to his face.
It was hard to disagree with him. He's such a good orator. He has charm.
That's what makes him dangerous, goddammit. That's why we have to shut him down. Our paymasters want that guy to be toast. He's public enemy number one. The big cheese.
Damn right I am. Take me down, though. I'd like to see you try.
The big cheese.
Well, they knew, even back then, the danger I represented.
He actually said the big cheese out loud.
Well, they didn't know I was listening. But why are you surprised he said that?
Well, I'm surprised anyone would say that unless they were in an old film. But whatever.
Yeah, well, he's a Yank, isn't he? They talk funny. Goddamn, kick his ass. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, that's when I knew. That's when I truly realised I was a force to be reckoned with. A serious danger to the status quo. A force for change. A truly huge...
You and your friend want beans on toast, Lev?
No, we bloody well do not! God! Mum! Having a meeting here! Unless you actually fancy...
No.
Cool. So, yeah. Huge threat. I realised I was going to have to up my game. Keep ahead of them. Play carefully. Of course, then, a few weeks later, the most perfect thing happened.
Me?
You. So, you've probably got a massive dossier on me.
No.
Oh. Well, maybe you just don't have the rank to see it. Are there ranks in Torchwood?
I don't work for Torchwood. I've told you. I've worked with them. You'd never get close to someone who actually works for Torchwood.
Oh, I can talk to anyone. I've got contacts.
Yes?
Mr. Colchester, yes? I know who you work for.
Sod off, you silly little man.
Oh, I could work with anyone I wanted, but you're the man for me. Straight guy who knows what these bastards are up to.
Straight guy.
Not a game player. And you're a fan of my work. I appreciate that.
Well, I've seen some of your videos.
Which ones? Do you have a favourite? Most people like my debunking of the... Doesn't matter. You wouldn't be here unless you believed. Would you?
I think you're someone who can help.
I can. Of course I can. With what?
They're so full of themselves. Think they're untouchable. They think the rest of us are just stupid.
But we're not. Right?
No. No, we're not.
Do you want a coffee or something? I might get a mocha. How much do they charge for a mocha in this place?
I'm fine.
Well, you ought to order something. It looks suspicious if we don't order anything. I'm going to get a mocha. I'll fetch you some. Hey! Don't mess with the fish!
I was just looking.
Then look. Don't touch. They don't need feeding.
Sorry.
They can die of overeating. Just burst. Stupid things. Some of them don't know when to stop. Like people. You ever think that when looking at a fish tank?
No, not really.
Look at them. Swimming around in their own little world. Eating what they're given. Eating as much as they can. No ambition, no scope. Then someone comes along and shows them their world is false. That's all it takes. tap on the glass. Then they see the walls. Stupid plastic decorations, the artifice, the trash put there to keep them docile and happy. Stupid fish. That's what I'm here to do. That's what we're doing, what we've done. We're tapping on the glass, the few of us that really see, the ones who don't get distracted by all the plastic decorations. Oh, not enough chocolate. I hate it with these posh places. Like it's too childish to throw some chocolate at it, you know? It needs more sugar. So, how is this going to work?
What do you mean?
Well, you're going to sneak me files? A video would be great.
No.
Oh.
Not right away, anyway. Maybe later, if I can. Maybe.
So what?
I can tell you stuff.
Yeah? What sort of stuff?
I know a lot. More than they think. I can give you leads. Things you can run with. Small stuff to begin with, though. I've got to be careful. I mean, I need to know I can trust you. I need to know you're not going to get carried away and just...
And these things are probably here to make babies, you know? Like, impregnating people. Because that's all we are to the powers that be. Vessels. Chattel. Things to be used. We have no rights. We're probably sold as some sort of slave deal. The government gets access to technology, spaceship stuff, engines, weapons, brain control stuff, and the aliens get to use us for breeding stock. I mean, Jesus. That's all they think of us, you know? And they'll be selling us off as food next. The Earth is a giant takeaway van for anyone flying past with valuable tech and a taste for something juicy. They don't think of us as people. To them, we're just alien...
Burger?
What?
I'm starving. I didn't have breakfast. Up late editing. Slept in. You want a burger?
No.
Suit yourself. Can I have a cheeseburger, please? Extra bacon and chips and onion rings and barbecue sauce. Did you see the video I did, mentioning your info?
I saw it.
And?
You made it all up.
What? I extrapolated.
You made it up?
No, well, if you'd have given me more to go on, I wouldn't have had to, would I? Stuff you told me was so vague that I had to run with it. Make some logical guesses. Use other sources.
It was bullshit.
No, it wasn't. Burger? I'm starving. Didn't have breakfast. Do you want a burger?
No, thanks. Great of you to ask, though.
Oh, no worries. Can I have a cheeseburger, please? Extra bacon and chips and onion rings and barbecue sauce. Did you see the video?
I saw it.
And?
It was amazing. Everything I'd hoped for.
Oh, I extrapolated a bit.
I didn't give you much to go on, but you made some logical guesses. You filled those gaps. It was great. So powerful. Exactly what we need.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. It was pretty great. Have you got anything else for me?
Yeah, you'll love this.
Huh. What have you sent me?
No, not yet. You don't want to open it on your phone. It can be traced. You need to wait until you're back at home and operating from the cloud thingy server what's it stuff thing.
That link you sent me. It's a good job I knew what I was doing when I downloaded the image. Good job I knew how to use a proxy server. Yeah. I could have been it otherwise. They could have traced us straight away. But we're too clever for them. Too professional.
Yeah.
But what is it?
An image. Something you can run with. But you need to be careful with it. I can't have it traced back to me.
Yeah, but an image of what?
You'll see.
That's it. Come to Daddy. What the hell is that supposed to be? I mean, come on. What, was he jumping up and down when he took the photo? It's...
A startling image that's just the first step in blowing this conspiracy wide open. And before you all start flaming at me in the comments, of course the image quality isn't great. You think stuff like this is easy to grab? I'd like to see you hold your phone steady with one of these bearing down on you. And my source inside Torchwood tells me it's called a werevil. They live in the sewers and feed on human feces. You ever wonder why food is so full of additives these days? Monosodium glutamate and stuff. This thing, right there. They love it. The food manufacturers are making sure that the crap you like to eat turns into the crap they like to eat.
Ah, oh, the weevil. They love that one.
Weevil.
What?
It's called a weevil, not a weevil.
Oh, whatever. The fine details aren't important. What's important is the message, the point behind the words.
That food manufacturers put additives in their products in order to make sewage tasty for weevils.
Yeah.
But they don't.
But they could. And that's what really matters. That video was a real breakout for me. I gained 1,000 followers overnight on that one. Well, not as big as the next, though. How could it be? This better be important. Today wasn't a good day to do this. Jesus. Look at me, I'm soaked. It's mental out there.
What, and you think it's easy for me? I can't always get away either, you know. Who do you think's taking the real risk here?
Risk? You have no idea. You don't know the steps I take coming here. This is Torchwood we're talking about, after all. They'd stop at nothing to shut me up. Bullet in the back of the head, a dart in the leg from one of those funny umbrellas. People like me are killed all the time.
Nobody's trying to kill you.
So you say, but I'm not taking the risk. Whenever I meet you, I take a route that would throw anybody trying to follow. I take 2 buses, opposite directions. I walked past this place 3 times before I was sure it was safe to come in. And keeping me out in the rain, which could be lethal in itself. You have seen my video on weaponized weather, yeah?
No.
It'll make your balls shrink to the size of peanuts. Terrifying. God, this stuff doesn't taste right. I don't trust it.
Nobody's weaponizing the rain.
It's just above your pay grade. You don't know half of what they're doing, and you work for them.
I keep telling you, I don't actually work for...
I'm sure I spotted one of them today. Woman, so probably unlikely.
And you don't think any women work for Torchwood?
Well, of course they do, but they wouldn't put them on important jobs like me, would they? I don't know, though. Women are sneaky. They'd probably be really good at it. I'll have to watch that. Nah, she was just someone with a pram.
A pram?
Yeah, why?
Good places to hide things, prams. Could have anything shoved in there. Long-range listening equipment. A gun.
Oh, God. You really think so?
Oh, I don't... I think you're being paranoid. Nobody followed you here. I'd know if they had. You're not the only one taking risks.
Don't try and wind me up. You don't want to piss me off. I could finish you.
And I could make you. So listen. Have you heard about the Sorvix?
Oh, the Sorvix. Remember when you told me about that?
Of course I do.
Oh, that was amazing. Seriously, my hits went through the roof after that.
I know.
Aliens among us. Walking our streets. Living next door. Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Except it's not true.
What do you mean it's not true? This is everything I could ever hope for. Our government probably working with alien powers.
It's a distraction. All of it. Theatre.
Are you sure? Sounds to me like you don't really know what's going on.
Right, well, then confirm it with one of your other sources.
I will. Colchester, we should talk.
You again? I have no idea who you are, and I have no interest in finding out. So why don't you just...
Because I have the ear of lots of people, you know?
Then call them next time.
Oh, don't be like that. Look, I'm just saying... Look, just tell me all you know about these Sorvoids.
Sorvix. There's no such thing. They're all just...
Chaos actors. Yeah, you heard me. Aliens among us. Oh, we've got aliens among us, all right. And they're here taking our jobs, threatening our children, threatening our way of life. But they don't come from outer space. They come from our friends overseas. The countries our government are doing all the deals with. This thing right here, it's nothing but a distraction. A way of turning our attention away from what's really going on by selling us an empty childish fantasy. Because that's what always works, isn't it? Think about it. The lies they tell us, the fictions we're sold. They're so much more exciting, aren't they? Terrorists flying planes into buildings, or a colossal insurance scam designed to line the pockets of those who have more money than we could ever dream of. which narrative appeals most? Which feels thrilling? Which is the one you want to believe? Because that's how they do it. That's how they get their way. They give us great stories, tragic stories. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying people haven't lost their lives, though a hell of a lot less than we're told. Look, all you have to do is look at the footage to know that. Seeing the same faces over and over again, pretending to be wounded, pretending to be victims. But the stories they tell us are the stories we want to hold on to, because the alternative is worse. Much worse. Aliens among us, yes. We can send them back on boats. We don't need any bloody spaceships.
Please. I haven't got any money, if that's what you want.
Money? I bet you got plenty, mate. Money falling out your little green ass.
Please. We mean you no harm. The Sorviks are...
Shut up! You're a liar. You're as human as I am. No. No, you're not. You're less. Much less.
Just let me go. I haven't hurt you. God is coming, and you don't want...
Shut up!
No!
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 God! You don't get to talk to me about God! You're nothing! A lie! You're not real! You're not real! Not real! Not real! Not real. Oh, God. Oh, God. I think I'm going to be... No. I really need to...
Make you all realise you're playing into it. You need to stop. Think. Rebel. They don't get to make us small anymore. We need to stand up and do what's right. We need to be the heroes of our own story. The heroes. Isn't that what we all want, really? In the end? To be the heroes of our own story.
Yeah, I know. I will. Mum, I said I'm on my way, all right? I was held up at a meeting, that's all.
Hey, excuse me?
Me?
I know you, don't I?
You?
Yeah, I've seen you in something. You're on TV, aren't you?
Oh, right. I'm a vlogger. I have my own channel, yeah. You're probably thinking
yeah,
of...
that's it. I've seen you online, haven't I?
Well, probably. Did you like it?
Oh, yeah. We at Torchwood liked it. We liked it very, very much.
Oh, God. I knew it. Oh, oh God, oh, Christ, oh, Jesus. Oh, please don't hit me, please don't hit me. Oh, they didn't see me run down here. Please say they didn't. Oh, Christ, it's the one with the pram.
Yes. I know that, but he slipped by us. He must be here somewhere. Can't you pick him up on satellite? I know he's clever, but so are we, aren't we? Find him.
Oh, these people are clever.
Oh. Yes, we really are.
Oh, God! Oh,
it's okay. I'm not going to hurt you.
Of course you are. You're Torchwood.
I know. But since hearing you speak, you were just so brilliant. Your arguments undeniable. Your reasoning profound. I knew. Straight away, I knew. I love you, Brent Hayden.
Oh, you're a fine-looking woman. You know that?
No, I'm not.
Oh, honestly, I've seen lots worse. At least a 7. Maybe an 8 if you spent more time on your makeup.
You're so kind.
God damn! I knew it! I knew Cor couldn't be trusted. Damn you, traitor!
No!
I should tell you about Captain Jack, the boss of Torchwood. This guy. Well, we don't know much about him, but we know he's American. A captain. And he has an eye for the ladies. Now, the man's been running Torchwood for years. Or possibly not, because some say they've seen him die. So it could be that Captain Jack is just a code name, a rank, if you like, that lots of people have taken on. Though I'm not sure about that, because they all look like this guy and sound American. So, well, that would seem a bit of a coincidence. Unless they also have to learn the accent and then have surgery so they all look the same. And wear the same coat. Maybe. But one thing we know for sure is the man's a complete bastard.
God damn! I knew it! I knew Cor couldn't be trusted. Damn you, traitor!
No! Brent, it's so unfair. I dreamed we'd be together.
Cor, don't try to speak. I'll get help.
Oh, too late. Too late for me. Avenge me.
Damn you, Captain Jack!
Don't sweat it, Hayden. You won't be far behind her.
Oh, no, you don't.
Take that! You!
You're a bastard, Captain Jack, and I'm just the one to bring you down.
Oh, you think so, Hayden? You and whose army, huh?
I have an army, Captain Jack. The people of the world. They're my army. I speak for them. They love me, and they're all the strength I need to... to bring you to here. Give me one good reason I shouldn't kill you, Captain Jack. Just one.
Time for bed, darling.
What?
Time for bed. Come on, sweetie.
Let's get you downstairs.
Dreaming. Only dreaming.
Something nice, was it? Must have been better than that film. All killing and sex. Somehow still boring.
It was... I can't really talk about it.
Oh. One of those dreams, was it?
No, nothing like that. It was just... It was important, that's all. It was just me being important.
But you are important. You don't need a dream to tell you that.
If you say so.
You were telling me only this morning... All of those friends you have in your video thing?
Followers.
That's right. There were loads of them.
Well, more than there were, for sure. Lots more. I mean, I'm pretty big now. My ranking's good.
There you go, then.
Still, there could be more. Others have more. I don't want to just be okay, do I? Just pretty good. I've got nearly 200,000 now, but some channels, I mean, I don't even get close.
I'm not sure you should obsess over ranking so much. I'm not sure it's healthy.
How else am I supposed to judge?
Well, by the quality of what you do. By how people respond.
That's not how it works, Mum. Doesn't matter what people think. All that matters is how many people are thinking. How many are watching.
Well, that seems wrong to me.
Well, it's how it works. There should be lots more people watching me. Lots more.
Just you see, you're growing all the time. Oh, come on now. No, there's no need for tears, is there? No.
I just want to be special.
You are, baby. You are.
Am I, though? Am I really? What's the point? I may as well just be a bit pissed, actually.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Did I actually say that out loud?
You did.
Oops. I didn't mean to. Probably just because I'm a bit pissed. Do I know you?
Maybe. Depends if you're a believer.
Oh, believe in lots of things. Lots. Don't believe in anything else, though.
Fair enough. Glad that's settled.
Get you a drink?
Why not?
What would you like?
Whatever you're having, I don't like to restrict myself.
2 pints of the Barking Mule, mate.
Barking Mule? Sounds delicious.
It's all right. IPA. Bit poncy, but it gets you there. Do I know you?
We're still unsure. Let's come at it from another angle. Do I know you?
Oh, you might do. I'm pretty famous, actually.
Really? That must be nice.
Well, you know, it's something. Should be more famous, though.
And what is it you're famous for, exactly?
I do videos, you know, online. Not cats and shit, not that stupid American wrestling, which is totally fake, by the way. Important videos. Videos about things.
About what?
The world, the important stuff. About what they're doing to us.
Who?
Them. You know, the ones in power.
Power? Oh. Oh, that's always a tricky concept. In my experience, the ones that think they have it aren't always right about that.
Exactly! Exactly that! Yes! Oh, thanks, love. I'm pretty sure I had a 20 left. Where is it?
They're on the house.
Hey?
A skill I have. Don't worry about it. Put your wallet away. It's empty anyway.
Yeah. You might be right there. Oh, well. Thanks. Oh. Gets you there. Yes. But what were we talking about?
Your videos. Power. Them.
Oh, yeah. Well, they shaft us, don't they?
Do they?
Of course they do. They shaft us all the time. So I make videos that tell the truth. Important videos. Videos that people need to see.
And people do. You said you were famous.
Well, yeah. A bit. But there should be more watching, though. Lots more. It's hard. Hard to be seen these days, especially if you're doing something important. Everyone wants to watch the fun stuff, you know, the easy stuff. But my videos, they should be getting a wider audience. It's important. I'm trying to save the world. I just want the chance to be heard.
Well, let's see what we can do about that, shall we?
What's wrong with the stairs in this place? Mum really needs to get someone to... No! Could have been a revolution done right then and there. My stairs are working for Torchwood.
That's you? Brent?
Yeah, sorry. Tripped up. Go back to bed, Mum. I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah. Honestly, just tripped up, that's all. Go to sleep.
Okay.
Really should get a place of my own. Ad revenue from the channel should help towards it now. It'd be better if I had a few more follow. Shit! I don't believe it! How is that even possible?
Are you okay?
Huh?
Well, you shouted. Are you all right? Did you fall again?
Oh, no. Sorry, it's just... Look at my followers, Mum.
Oh, is it broken?
What do you mean, is it broken?
It looks like it's a countdown or something. It keeps changing.
Count up, more like. Look at it. Look at how many I've got.
I always get confused with the commas. It's not 2 million, is it?
Yes, it bloody is. Oh, I can't believe it. One of my videos must be trending somewhere. It's shot through the roof. I'm bigger than InfoBattle now. I'm much bigger.
It's not stopping. It just goes higher and higher. There must be something wrong. It shouldn't be moving that fast, surely.
Well, if one of my videos is trending, it can just rock it. Finally. Finally, I'm getting the audience I deserve. You take how much? Or is that fair? I'm the one doing all the work. Well, that's not going to be difficult, is it, with the amount of followers I've got? People are going to be banging on your door, not the other way around. Yeah, I'll think about it. You have a think about your cut.
Subtle.
What? I'm trying to sort out a manager, aren't I?
Wandering around shouting about the fact, too. I thought you took every precaution coming to these meetings.
I do. Just talking on the phone, not like I was mentioning you, is it? Anyway, it's got to be done. Have you seen how many followers I have these days?
Yeah. It's weird.
What do you mean, weird? I'm finally getting the audience I deserve.
Yeah. Well, I'm not complaining. It's all good. The more people who follow you, the better, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you were pretty popular in the first place, you know, for the kind of thing you do.
It was only a matter of time. I had an email this morning from someone wanting me to do a book. Can you believe that? An actual book.
Great.
Like anyone reads books these days, anyway. Stay out, the money's good. I don't even have to write it. They get someone else to do that. I'll just put my name on it. Easy money. Get myself a place of my own. They'll be wanting me on TV next. I'd probably be seen by less people than if I just stuck to my channel.
You think you might still have time to upload videos, then? In between all your agent phone calls, book deals and TV appearances?
You begrudge me this?
No. No, of course not. But we have important work to do, and I don't want you losing sight of that.
Like I would. I'll be doing a new video this week, just need to decide what it'll be about.
Well, I think we should still be talking about the Sorviks. The whole thing of them leaving.
I'm bored of the Sorviks. They're a non-story. It's all made up.
Which is precisely what makes it a story. Look, has it occurred to you that the whole reason we're getting all this stuff about them leaving is because of you? Because of what you said in those videos? It made them realise that they couldn't keep up the lie.
Hey, that's true. I forced their hands, didn't I?
Yes, we did. So one more video really nailing that home. Don't you think that would be good? Really pushing how you're a
force for truth in this stupid, screwed up world. Thanks to me, the cracks are already showing in the conspiracy. See how they panicked? See how they immediately junked the whole thing? We've got them on the run!
That video got a lot of views.
Certainly did. Ridiculous amounts. Crazy. Wonderful. Oh, I can only imagine what it must have been like at your base then.
Base?
Yeah, you know, wherever it is you tortured people hang out. Hey, could you get me specs of the place? Hey, how big is it? Do you have, like, spaceships and stuff there?
How many times? I don't work for them. I've worked with them. Anyway, it's not what you'd imagine.
Yeah, yeah. I bet it's huge. All Bond villains lair. And the day I released that video, I can just imagine Captain Jack. He'd have been all like...
Hi, Captain Jack. You're looking hot today.
Of course I am, baby. I'll be needing some executive relief in the office later.
I can't wait.
What have you got for me, gorgeous?
Well, I'm afraid Brent Hayden is causing more trouble for us than ever. Damn, that beautiful, amazing man.
God, curse him! That man's gonna break us.
Not you, sir. He could never break you.
Listen up, you limey assholes. Torchwood is being made a laughing stock by this guy, and I just can't take it anymore. You hear me? I take some of the blame. God knows I do. I really screwed the pooch on this one, and that son of a bitch knows it. But no more. I said no more. From this day forward, Torchwood declares war on Brent Hayden. We will not rest until we have ground that cocksucker into the dirt. Yes, sir. We will not sleep until the threat he represents is eradicated once and for all. He can break everything we've been fighting for all these years. Everything! Brent Hayden is the greatest threat to the status quo we have ever known. And it stops right now! Get out there and stop that handsome, amazing genius of a bastard.
Yeah, oh, I bet he was really quaking in his boots. He knows I've got him on the run. All of them. They're screwed. What was that?
Doesn't matter.
In your pocket, something bleeped.
Yeah, finally. But I still want to talk about that last video.
Are you recording me?
Of course not. Why would I want to? It's not like you're saying anything you haven't already said to millions. You've said a lot of things, haven't you?
About the Sorviks.
Yeah, and that's good. We liked that.
We? What do you mean, we?
But you mentioned something else, didn't you? Something that didn't come from me for once. Something that you dug up yourself. Who knew you had that in you?
What was that noise in your pocket? Oh, what do you mean, we?
You mentioned him.
And here's another thing. Look at this guy. Name's Colchester. St. John Colchester. Which is kind of arrogant, actually. Saint. Hardly that. He worked for Torchwood. He was gay, too. But not that there's anything wrong with that. Of course not. But there's a lot of them about these days, though, aren't there? A lot of them in power. Makes you think. Of course, you have to be dead to be a saint, too. And that's the rule. And sadly, that's the one thing Colchester has now got right. Yeah. He's dead. Details are being covered up, obviously, but I know what happened. Of course I do. I know everything about these people. Colchester was one of my contacts. He gave me loads of information. He was also the guy who ran the whole Sorvik scam. So when I exploded that whole lie, brought it down around their ears, he was punished. They got rid of him. Yeah. Some companies give you a pension and a retirement package. These bastards give you a bullet in the back of the head. These are the kind of people we're dealing with. I mean, okay, I feel a little guilty because it was my fault Colchester was hit. But still, he knew what he was getting into. And he was a big fan of my work. So I like to think in some ways he probably died happy.
You don't get to mention him. Not like that, not in any way. Don't get me wrong, he was a pain in the arse, but still, no. You don't get to do it, not you.
What are you doing? What's happening here? You're with me, yeah? We're together on this.
Huh? Well, about time too. I've been suffocating in here. Okay, I'm out. No, we worked together on one thing and one thing only. Debunking the Sorviks. That was useful. Bit of disinformation never hurts. You were useful. Really useful by the end, actually. I have genuinely no idea how you got so many followers. Well, it's kind of insulting, actually.
Where are you going? You can't just leave. Look, you're not leaving. What are you doing? You can't just go. But if you go, I'll out you. Don't think I won't. I'll let Torchwood know everything about you.
Oh, like they don't already. By the way, that noise from my pocket, it was telling me that the upload was complete. When I sent you that picture of a weevil, I installed a remote access bot on your hard drive. And I've just sent it something awkward. Quite a lot of something awkward, actually.
What are you talking about, awkward?
Your hard drive now has images on it that would make a 70s TV presenter blush. Try and delete them. Go on. You won't manage it. Nothing stays deleted unless you know what you're doing. And you don't. You never did. Besides, you haven't got time. I'll see myself out the back way. Look, enjoy yourself in prison, you bigoted prick. If you have Wi-Fi, you'll love it. I don't think anyone will want to listen to you anymore, though. Don't worry. You thought you were big before. Well, now you're going to be really famous.
Oh, God. No, no. That's not mine. I wouldn't have... I didn't. That's not something I'd ever... Oh, no.
Come in.
Oh, no.
Come in.
It's not fair. It's not fair. I was doing important things. I was saving the world. It's a conspiracy, all of it. The world needs me. I'm the only one telling the truth. I'm special. Special. Special.
I'm Scott Hancock, the director of Torchwood, and I am joined this afternoon by the lovely cast who will now introduce themselves, beginning with...
Samantha Bayart, who plays Orr.
Oh, sorry, we were playing Russian roulette, really, for the top billing there.
oh, I dive straight in.
Hello, I'm Paul Clayton, and I am Mr. Colchester.
Hello, I'm Johnny Green, and I play Tyler.
Welcome back, everybody. How does it feel to be back? First day after Aliens Among Us?
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on in it. It's fantastic.
I mean, the last time we were recording was June last year. It was actually all three of you together on that last day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was July. It was the day before I graduated drama school.
Oh, God, yeah.
Mm. And there was sunshine outside. We sat in the courtyard.
I remember sunshine.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, the weird thing is, when we were recording that last story, none of you had heard anything, because nothing had been heard of Aliens Among Us, so it was still an unknown quantity. We didn't know how the audience would react or anything.
And they've been really, really kind.
And
well,
they've
to
been, you.
Yes, no, but it's been wonderful to see the reactions. Normally you do something, and you're not really bothered about reading reviews and things. Of course, the good ones, you always believe those. But the great thing is people have been so kind on social media and in saying things. And I did a little tiny bit in Doctor Who years ago. And so I have experienced the passion with which people follow these creations. But the Torchwood fans have really been immensely supportive about the stories and the team. And that's just so rewarding.
Is it what you expected?
I don't know what I expected.
I was going to say that they, I think they've been really supportive of the format as well, because there was a little bit of pushback about, you know, from going from the visual medium to radio. And I think by the end that they really embraced the new characters and the situations to a degree that really surprised me, at least.
Yeah.
What's it like being a gay role model, Johnny? Are you enjoying it as much as I am?
I love it, yeah.
Have you been cashing in on that in life?
It is that thing when we sort of cast you and then we present you with scripts, and I don't think we tell you what's coming up. Have there been any points in those first 12 scripts where you read stuff and went, okay, I'm doing that today, am I?
Yeah, I remember getting the scenes where Captain Jack and Tyler hook up and going, oh my God. But and then coming in on a Sunday morning and you're going, you're right, yeah, should we go in? And we started with that straight away and we're going, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes, yeah. But the good thing is you were in a booth on your own.
Yeah.
So it was sex for one.
How do you know? You meant that.
No, but having done something similar myself where my partner has not been around, then I'm well aware.
Please can we clarify this is in a recording studio?
It is. In a recording studio. You have so shagged your way through the first 12 episodes.
I don't stop. I'm acting like a rabbit.
You are?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying that?
I'm loving it too. Should I just say that? You know, Tyler, good on you.
Yeah, why not? You got it, flaunt it.
It's lovely because we had one brilliant scene. There's one brilliant scene that I have. I adore Johnny and I love working with him. But we had one brilliant scene that people referred to in the about how Colchester and Tyler are really. The real disparity at their throats. And there's one wonderful scene in a coffee shop, and I can't remember which episode
it
is.
Well, in the first episode, yeah, where he goes, you hate me because I'm gay.
Yeah. And it's really nice, you know, really good material, and the writers do constantly throw some fantastic stuff at us.
Yeah.
Which is a real joy to turn into a conversation with somebody.
But also, Sam, I mean, Sam, you've done a lot of Big Finish, so you sort of knew what we do to it in terms of effects and music. I think, Paul, you've done a few. Johnny, you were sort of completely green.
Very good.
But was it, again, was
oh,
it
oh, completely green.
Yeah.
Johnny completely. Is that your middle name? Johnny completely green.
Yeah, it is now. I'll change it on Spotlight.
It so is.
But yeah, I mean, even for you, Sam, it's a very different sort of type of story we tell from stuff like Vienna or the other dramas. So what did you make of it when you heard it back?
I think you did a fantastic job with the voice effects how you blended them with the other actors that are available and just the effects you did on the voice. But I never thought I'd get a role where I get to cause so many awkward boners to gay men. So that's one tick off the bucket list there, I think. It's been fantastic. It's been what a role to play, and you get to play everyone.
Mm. And nothing from anyone else.
No, oh, sorry.
Awkward boner moment.
Like so often in the piece, you know, we just let her get on with it by herself, really, and then we take up a story. I mean, we didn't meet Sam for the first couple of episodes, and when we started, because I remember a day, my very first day with Johnny and Alex down in Cardiff, yeah. And we did an interview like this, stood around the microphones, and we were talking about it, but we didn't know each other.
No.
And then people have added in, and when Sam came in, it added a real extra dimension to the group of us. And now when you walk in the green room, you come along to a studio day and people are here who have become part of the team and the recurring guests we've had back. Mm. It's part of the huge pleasure of doing this job.
Yeah.
Because, definitely. A, you learn how people like to work, and, yeah, it is that there's that thing of, like, you know, when you put people in front of the mic who have worked together before, and you can sort of, you know, when we work here in the moat, or when we record at the Soundhouse where we're in a big open studio and we can see each other across the mics, I love working with Alex. Is a joy because we're looking at each other across the lecterns.
Mm. Yeah.
And in here, I'm normally in the booth next to Sam, and we can smile at each other and share bits of a scene, and because it's people you know and have done it before, you have that trust and confidence, and you take the risks earlier. You know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Scott, I was going to ask you actually if it's changed anything for you, or it's just made it more disruptive that we.
I don't know.
Got
I mean,
on so well.
No. It's great that everyone gets on so well because, you know, you have rhythms and you know how people are going to play things, and particularly because sometimes not everyone's available. So I think for the second box set, neither Alexandria or Johnny actually were available to record with anyone else. So
that's what they said.
I think, and you know, John's in LA, so I think
where?
Stuff like that. The first episode of that box set, Love Rat, I think almost nobody in that story met at all. So it was all done in the edit. So it's a lot more hard work for me.
Yes, I did a lot of playing with myself in that.
None of it recorded.
No.
Tragic.
Reading this first episode, is it where you expected us to pick up from, given how we left the previous series?
As I said, I have no idea what's going on. It's so exciting.
Yeah,
I have no idea of the arc of this series so far, and it's insane. From a character perspective,
you can never predict where it's going to go when you read these scripts. Never.
Well, the other thing is, I think that I didn't get until I started hearing them back from the last sets that we did, and I didn't get how fantastic they were and what an absolutely gripping listen they were because of all the
really
effects
are.
And the editing and whatever. You don't get the power of the storytelling, which is brilliant. And so, in a way, having now heard all those and had many happy hours travelling up and down motorways, being gripped by the adventures of something that you're actually in, when I've been reading these scripts, I thought, oh, I just want to read them really quickly because I want to listen to them. So I'm quite glad that there are a few gaps in the opening episodes where Mr. Colchester is or is not around.
Yes, so a few flashbacks, so you're present.
Yeah, but I will get whole chunks that I have had nothing to do with, that I will get the joy and the excitement of listening to when they, you know, when they're available, and I'll be coming to them fresh, which will be brilliant.
Lovely. And what can you tease about where we're going with this? If indeed you have any clue what's going on at all, Sam is looking at me.
Well, I'm just hoping this isn't my last day, because I know I've come back to do flashbacks. But I'm hoping that perhaps...
Yeah, you're dead. You were rude to me in the green room. You're dead.
Yeah. I don't know where we're going, but it's exciting. So hopefully I'm going to be part of it. Tyler will get... Are you going to get shagged again this series?
Probably.
Threesome?
At some point.
Threesome?
You have a bit with yourself, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, really?
Yeah, if you like. If I'm bored, I might go for myself. Probably have a chat with James and Scott and just work something out. Probably write something in.
Don't. Can you just listen to that? Isn't that a bit, I'm bored, am I going for myself? Sounds like I'm, you know, hello, I might go and form an indie band.
Liam Gallagher. Yeah,
I might go and form an indie band.
Liam Gallagher in Torchwood, that's got to happen. That would be great.
You see, the versatile sound of Johnny Green.
Yeah.
Johnny Completely Green.
Yeah, exactly.
Should we draw this conversation to a close?
Yeah, can say.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hello, and we're back with Sammy and Johnny, and also...
Tom Forrester, and I'm playing Brent.
You forgot your name then. I could tell you looked down
Which
at your script.
Name did you
I did, but I didn't have the pace.
You looked down at your script as well, Sam.
What? Oh, yeah, I have to check.
Just to check.
Just to check. Just in case.
Oh, dear.
I learned my lines on that bit.
So, yeah, Tom, you've been doing a lot of the heavy lifting today.
I have. Brent. I've had an unusually large part. It's been
welcome
good,
to Torchwood, yeah.
It's been good, though. We've been rocketing through.
Yeah. Brent is quite the character.
He is. There's a lot of ups and downs, aren't there? He's got an interesting way of seeing the world and other people, seeing that in his own way. He likes to remember things the way that he remembers things.
That's it, which means, Sam and Johnny, you get slightly different things to do at times. You get to play a very different kind of oar.
Yes, well, I mean, oar being a sort of fantasy figure anyway, in you know, one-to-one situations, it's an interesting version to play.
Yes, it's slightly more femme fatale. Yeah. And then
yeah,
you get to just...
I really enjoyed... Fanboy. Well, I always enjoy it, but yeah, I really enjoyed doing their scenes today.
It's kind of cool.
All the mind games involved in the... yeah.
Is it quite nice for you to play opposite a character who is even more unpleasant
yeah.
than Tyler as well?
Yeah. More of a dick.
You got to be nice at points, didn't you?
Yeah, I was doing it all.
Yeah, you're sort of on the turn in the sort of Torchwood villain scale now.
Yeah.
Sort of not... Yeah. You're sort of questionable in the first few box sets, and now which way are you going? Don't know.
That's sort of the noise for some.
And obviously this taps into that sort of YouTube conspiracy theorist idea. And we were talking actually weirdly yesterday, I think, about the idea of chaos actors and, you know, all these people imagining that these big, terrible events that are happening are just completely staged. And
We were saying yesterday how I feel for the writers that are trying to satirise the times we're living in, because, you know, a couple of years ago you probably would have thought of world events now being, you know, so far from the real world. And I think Guy's done such an amazing job on this to be able to satirise that YouTube culture and the mass paranoia that's happening right now.
Yeah.
It's quite difficult channeling a character who isn't, I don't want to say isn't all there, but sort of abuses information.
Yeah. He certainly doesn't have exactly the same belief system I do. But
really?
I mean, it's quite close.
But in the green room, you were saying, you know, yeah.
It's certainly interesting. He's like we said earlier, he's got his very own take. But he is sort of feeding into that as well, isn't he? He's made up a lot, or he's certainly embellished on a lot of the stories that he's releasing. These conspiracy theories. Sort of based on the information that Tyler's feeding him, he doesn't see extrapolating.
Yeah.
I think that's what he says, isn't it? But he doesn't seem to feel that that's wrong either. He's kind of guilt free about that, which I find quite odd. He's slightly mad.
I've gone with delusional.
Delusional,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe a couple of words. But he's purer of heart in a way, because he really believes. He's trying to make
absolutely.
Things better.
And by the end, he's so vulnerable. You know, he turns to his mother. He's so sort of desperate to just be noticed in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of get the sense he hasn't received attention where he needed it growing up. So now...
Which is interesting, because his mother does seem like a very sort of caring woman in that's you reading, isn't it? Mm. But she seems to give him... sort of a normal amount of motherly attention that someone else might have, but he's clearly been...
I was trying to defend your character, Tom, but now you're lampooning
it's clearly come from somewhere else in his life that he hasn't received the attention that he feels he deserves. Or maybe it's come from his mother that she's told him how special he is over the years, and he truly, truly believes it.
Destructive maternal relationship. That's... Oh, no.
That's what it is.
Now I'm going to edit this in a completely different light.
He's just misunderstood, guys. That's what it is.
He is. And you know, you do something quite despicable to him in the end, Johnny, sort of setting him up throughout. And don't do that.
He's a bit.
No. No, but I mean, it's actually quite nice that Tyler, even though he's ultimately doing stuff for the good of Torchwood, actually does it in quite a... you know, Tyler-ish.
The most Tyler way possible to do something good is to still be a bit of a dick whilst doing it.
Yeah. But yes, and before we draw this little behind-the-scenes conversation to a close. Does anyone have anything they want to add?
No.
No, a wonderful, wonderful silence.
Should we just sit in it for a while?
Yeah, why not?
Just bathe in the silence of Cardiff. Yeah, there we go, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
I've got something to add. I really enjoyed seeing the dinosaur today. That's definitely been a highlight.
I haven't seen the dinosaur yet, so don't forget.
There's one around the corner.
I heard. I was doing photos.
Okay.
Genuinely, for listeners, there is a dinosaur in Cardiff Bay where we're recording. And it's quite impressive.
Eating a shark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Real
impressive stuff.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You'll hear more from us very soon. Bye.